It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So I'm optimistic. I understand how difficult it is. But difficulty should not cause people to do the right thing.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
Let me just remind you where we have been through, what we've been through.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course. But there is no magic wand to wave right now.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Shut the hell up.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are finding talent under every rock.
That's where it is.
We're in the middle of You're the Poet.
You're the Poet.
You're the Poet.
877-365-3636. We technically have two finalists and Victor.
That's technically.
And Rob, as Joe said to me out in the break, he said, you know, be nice to Victor because Victor might not call someday. He is crossing his fingers.
Noah, I love old people.
Hi, that's more like it.
Noah from Cedar Rapids with his ode to his hand. And then we had Kevin from Fairfax. What was Kevin's poem? I forgot. He's a finalist as well.
Kevin's poem was Finish Me. You remember Finish Me.
The last word was finger.
Let's get right back to it. Finger. Coming up later on the show, we're going to have a hottie IndyCar driver, Milka Duno.
Milka!
She's that lady that had the cat fight with Danica Patrick over the weekend. We'll talk to her, and I can't wait to do that. Let's go to Patrick. Let me get Patrick on the line here. Patrick, where are you calling from?
Roseville, California.
Roseville, California.
Yeah.
Patrick, you're the poet. I think you heard that first segment. You know, we really don't want some of the English teachers to be calling in right now.
No.
We're looking for something a little fresher than that.
Okay.
Patrick, you're the poet. What is the title of your poem today?
The title of my poem is Porn and Poetry.
Porn and poetry. Very nice.
Sounds nice.
Kind of a relative to this show today. I like that.
Sure is.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. You're the poet, Patrick, with the porn
point.
We're going to go around the room. A polite golf applause. I have the bomb standing by here. Rob Spiewak, what do you vote on our friend Patrick here?
No.
That's a negatory from Rob Spiewak. Buzz Burbank.
I think it's truest to our competition. Very original. I liked it. I give it a thumbs up.
You know what, Buzz? I don't agree with you. Unfortunately, no, Patrick. Sorry, you're out of there. Thank you very much. Just, I think, in the second go-round, we have to raise the bar a little higher.
Well, he was raising the bar.
And that bomb raised the bar.
So to speak, let's go to Randy. God almighty, Randy in Kansas. What is it about poems in Kansas? Did you do a lot of writing of poetry when you were in Kansas, Buzz?
I did, as a matter of fact. And one of my favorite poems is called How Can You Live in Kansas and Expect Anything to Change?
Okay, let's go to Randy. Randy, what is the title of your poem today?
I guess I'm going to have to call it Nighttime.
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 All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're the poet. Please welcome Randy from Kansas and Nighttime.
Did you ever see the stars play peekaboo? Behind those clouds so scarce and few, that's the time to ponder and thought of that little redhead to get you hot. Her little body of 5'5" when it's underneath me makes me feel so alive. When we're done with our sleazy fun, I'll still want to grab your buns. If we start to do this at night a lot, all I ask is you sleep in the wet spot. A little longer.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate that.
That was so romantic.
You're
it
listening
started
to You're
out
the
much better than it finished.
You guys don't mind if I didn't go around the horn that time, do you?
No, it's
fine.
All right.
Let's go to Michael, Stephen City. Michael, how are you?
I'm well, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Now, you're in an advantageous point here, Michael. You're listening to your competition. What is the title of your poem today?
Bruno.
I feel good about this one, gentlemen. I have a good vibe. I really have a good Victor vibe right now.
We shall see.
Okay.
This is Michael from Stephen City and Bruno.
Bruno.
I once met a Peruvian named Bruno, and he said there's one thing I do know. Women are fine, sheep are divine, but the llama, she is numero uno.
I believe that's not an original, though.
You didn't write that,
no.
Did
that's
you,
Michael? Not. You got that out of a book.
I didn't know that was part of the rule.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I should have made it clearer.
We explained that.
We are looking for original poetry on You're the Poet. That's the only way you can do it.
You
come
write
on
it.
Now.
It has to be fresh. No roses are red. That's the one rule people have stuck to.
Let's go to Mike in Rockville, Maryland. Mike, how are you?
How you doing? Very good.
Let me ask you, first of all, Mike, what do you think of your competition so far?
I don't know. The fellow about the hand, he's pretty sharp. But
yes,
I
that's Noah from Cedar Rapids. I was a fan of that one myself.
Fine one.
What is the title of your poem, Mike? The
title of my poem is Just Goes to Show.
Just Goes to Show, and when did you write this thing?
I wrote this when I heard your contest.
That's the way Perfect. I like it.
The Perfect. Way to win.
This is Mike from Rockville, Maryland with Just Goes to Show. Go for it, Mike.
Rob opened up the audio vault, but Mike said, it's all junk. Rob made up a brand new game, but Mike said that it stunk. Well, they argued and they argued, even though it wasn't Wednesday. Just goes to show, marriage ain't all happiness. Even when it's gay.
Such, you know, I had the explosion ready, and it was a strong finish.
He delivered,
but, you
I
know,
thought.
There's some technical errors in there, you know, the whole rhythm of the thing. Let me go to Rob Spiewak first. Rob, what do you think?
The first poem that was dedicated to this show as topicality, mm-hmm. I say he gets in as a finalist. I'm not saying he's going to win it.
Okay,
but
I agree.
Say it merits another look. So finalist, yes.
Buzz Burbank, what do you think?
I say embrace the arts. I say include him.
You know, Rob, you sold me on that. It was the first poem that was actually about the show, and that means you're going to be a finalist, even though I know you have no chance in hell of winning. Then again, you never know. Mike, I'm going to put you on hold. Hang in there, okay?
It gives you an opportunity, Mike, to console him with a consolation prize.
This is true. Let's check for a second and see how Victor is doing in Kansas. Victor, how are you?
Oh, I'm sound asleep. How are you?
Thank you very much. We put
sure
Victor back
sleep?
On hold. There we go. Yes, Beth Ann McBride.
You know, what's his name? Jeff? Jeff, our intern back
yes.
there?
Uh-huh. Yes.
He wrote a poem.
Oh, she's falling in love with an intern.
No,
she
not.
Always does.
Yes, you are. You're
He's
falling
trying.
In love with it. You showed me the poem in the hallway. It's horrible.
He's finished it.
He's finished?
Did
all right,
it
bring
finished
it in.
Stronger than it began?
Bring it in. We still have Tim from Boston. From Boston!
If Jeff's poem goes well, Beth Ann is going to pick him up and put him in her pocket.
That's right. She'll be walking Jeff along with her dog this evening. No, you're not going to read it. Let me see. Hold on a second.
Well,
all right.
Aspiring broadcaster.
All right. Well, here's his poem. This is from Jeff.
Uh-huh.
Are you afraid of Mrs. McBride?
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
No, not at all. Hi, Mike.
I like the initiative, though, for one of our interns.
And the
Thank
shirt.
You.
I don't think any of the other guys would have done it. Do you?
Well, no. Horst might have done it in another language.
In his native German. In his native Austrian.
To celebrate another man, living or dead. But
Mike is, this is from Jeff. Mike is angry. Buzz is peeved, too. Rob feels left empty about this contest made for you. The gang feels dejected. Dejected, spelled D-E-G-E-C-T-E-D.
Dejected.
The gang feels dejected.
And how's his handwriting while we're
it's,
on it?
There it is. Would you like to take a peek?
It's horrible.
There
God.
It is.
It's perfect.
You
it's
really go to Syracuse University.
I type things.
You were at Newhouse School of Communication.
I am a student of Newhouse.
Do you type dejected with a G?
Spell check corrects it.
All right. Mike is angry, Buzz is peeved, too. Rob feels left empty about this contest made for you. The gang feels dejected. Your words make them spew. But we can't expect change. Our listeners
disappoint.
All right. Are we starting a new thing here?
No, it's part of the same thing.
But we can't expect change. Our listeners disappoint. The only way to rise our spirits.
Raise
our spirits.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
It's sit back with a joint. But we won't cop out. We'll keep listening to your jive. Until we reach a winner, let's hope Victor stays alive. That's from Jeff, our poet. Thank you very much. Here, take the poem. Go into the back room with Miss McBride, please.
You a pothead, Jeff?
No.
Keep practicing.
Try it.
Okay, let me
I'm
see.
I'm going to go hang myself.
That'd be good.
All right, we're going to go right down the line. I want to see who's been waiting. This guy's been waiting for almost 10 minutes. We're going to go to Dominique, our first lady poet.
Dominica, Nika, na 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 na.
Hey, Dominique, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Oh, you're well, wait a minute. Dominique?
It would be Dominic.
No, Dominic.
Right?
Oh, it's Dominic. Well, it was spelled with the ladies printed the spelling. D-O-M-I-N-I-Q-U-E.
Well, we are as strong as our weakest link.
All right,
Mike.
Dominic, hold on a second. Joe wrote a poem.
Did he? No kidding.
My poem is called Jeff. This is from Joe Artinger.
About Jeff the intern.
I hate Jeff. I hate Jeff. I hate Jeff. I really hate Jeff.
The end. We
All
have
right.
a winner.
Dominic, you've heard the competition. Let me hear your offering. What's the title?
Rob Spiewak is the devil.
Rob Spiewak is the devil. You're the poet. You're listening to Dominic with his poem. Go.
Rob Spiewak, Rob Spiewak. Always in a bad mood. Rob Spiewak, Rob Spiewak. If not the black man, must be the Jews. Rob Spiewak, Rob Spiewak. If he needed CPR by a black or a Jew, he'd hold his damn breath until he turned blue. Rob Spiewak. It's hello, you will Trump with a zig foul, or your votes are coming down.
Is that it, Dominic?
That's it.
Kill my landlord.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the effort, Dominic, but we're going to move on. Rob, you must be thrilled, though. Somebody wrote a poem about you.
It's so flattering when anyone writes anything about you, as long as they spell your name right.
That's right. Any pub is good pub. Let's go to Dan in Culpeper. Dan, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Mike. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. I don't have a low-grade headache. For some reason, I'm enjoying myself.
But you get one soon.
I'm really having a good time. Are you having a good time?
I love it.
Let's go, Dan. What's the title of your poem?
Show Impressions.
Impressions by it. Dan from Culpeper. You're the poet.
This is the winner right here, Mike.
You think this is going to be the winner?
I'm a little nervous, but here I go.
All right, here we go.
You know, this will be good. Dan, you're the poet.
Go.
Mike, Buzz, and Rob, doing a great job. Daily, they keep me entertained. Not much Slow Joe, no Don Geronimo. It's okay, though. Beth Ann has rejoined the show. The four of them, they really make a good fit, especially since Beth Ann got a new pair of shoes.
Gentlemen, do we need to vote?
No, light that fuse and get away.
Dan, thank you so much for your effort. We appreciate that.
It's a compliment.
Let's go to Tim. We're going out west, they'd say, out to Spokane, Washington. Tim, you're the poet. What is your offering today, Tim?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Called About the Game.
About the Game.
About the Game.
You're the poet. Here's Tim from Spokane.
Okay. Hello, Mike. Hello, Rob. You two guys are big fat slobs. Hello, Buzz. Hello, Joe. You two guys really blow. I'm just kidding. Your show was nice. I love it more than beer on ice. And let's not forget our dear Beth Ann. That poor girl really needs a man.
I see a fuse lighting.
It's time for a moment of prayer.
Okay.
Yes, I think.
Thank you.
Even I think so.
Yeah. I gotta let you go, though. Sorry about that.
Appreciate that.
I was just praying for better poems. Let's move on down the line. I'm getting scared we're going to have to give somebody $100 that doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, we don't have to give anybody anything.
That's true.
All right, let me see. We're going to move on down. Let's get our Boston entry right now from Beantown, Tim in Boston. Tim, what's the title of your poem?
The title is The Rising Suns.
The Rising Suns.
Tim from Boston, Kansas.
All right, don't let us down, Tim. We're waiting for the winner here. We really are.
Okay, this is a traditional Japanese haiku.
We wanted rhyming, but haiku, I've got my finger on the button right
haiku
here. Let's see
poetry.
What happens.
Yeah.
It's poetry. It counts. Go ahead. I'm not sure I'm optimistic.
Mike and Rob and Buzz, two old queens and one who swings, the business of show. Thank you.
You're getting applause from both Mr. Spiewak and Mr. Kirby.
We love the haiku, Rob. And
Rob loves the business of show. Mm-hmm. Rob, what do you say about Tim from Boston?
I say that's not a haiku.
It's not. Doesn't count.
No, it should have seven syllables in the last line.
It's 575.
It is 575.
Oh, I was thinking the business of show is.
Well,
six.
It still really doesn't matter. What did you think of the poem?
I say include him.
Buzz, what do you say?
Yeah, what the hell,
gentlemen? I hate to do this, especially somebody from Boston. Sorry, it's my first veto. Sorry about that, Tim. Thanks for calling in. All right, let me go right up here. We've got Skip. A guy named Skip is on the line. Skip from Burlington. Don't let me down, Skip. I'm waiting for a good one right now.
How's it going, guys?
It's going great.
This is called The Anti-Poet.
The Anti-Poet by Skip.
The Anti-Poet.
All right, very good.
Ready?
Yes.
I am not a poet, and this is how I show it. The end. Thank you.
I bet he was hated in school.
Thank you, Mike.
Hold on a second.
I can almost guarantee it.
All right, let's go to Mike in Silver Spring, Maryland. We're running out of time, Mike. I want a wower. I want somebody to wow me.
Here it comes.
Mike, what is the title of your poem?
Okay, it's called The Bit That Flopped.
The Bit That Flopped.
What's he talking about?
Very good. You're the poet, Mike. The Bit That Flopped. Here's Mike from Silver Spring.
All right, here we go. Here's a little story about a show called Mike. He's funny and witty and incredibly handsome on Mike. He's in a room filled with characters and jokers. What a crew. So then why would this happen to me and to you? Fellow listeners, fellow fans, raise up and be heard. Stand strong. Stand strong through this storm and know with the word. It could all stop. It could end if he just pulled the plug. But first he must realize what we know. Like make us laugh or honk for cash, we stick in to the end. But now we are pleading, just let someone win. But in order to move on and for Mike to make it stop, he'll have to admit, man, this bit is a flop.
That is Mike from Silver Spring. with This Bit Has Flopped. I'll go to Rob Spiewak. Rob, what do you think?
I say no.
Oh, Rob does not like it. It was a bad delivery. It was.
But badly delivered.
I'm going to say I'm 50-50. I'm going to go with what Buzz Burbank says here.
I don't care.
That's it. I am terribly sorry. From Silver Spring, I like the sentiment, but it was the delivery that we had problems with, okay? Let's go to Rich. See if Rich can save us right here.
Two Canadian hunters.
You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Rich.
Hi.
Rich, we're waiting for the big one here.
Okay, this is titled Irish Stuff of Legend.
Irish Stuff of Legend. Here is Rich, ladies and gentlemen, with our second-to-last poem. We're going to need a winner either here or with the next guy. Go ahead, Rich.
The performer is named Mike O'Mara. He has entered the new radio era. As much as he learns, he very much yearns to not talk like our friend Yogi Berra.
Is that it?
Sorry.
I wanted it to go on
so
and
much
on.
Promise.
Rob Spiewak?
No.
No, Buzz?
Now it left me wanting.
That's another no. Terribly sorry. And now we have to go to our very last poem, ladies and gentlemen.
Not the last one.
Yes, it's time to go to our very last poem.
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
And I've got bad news for you, Rob. If we don't get a winner here,
yes,
I'm going to give the money to Victor.
Well, don't do that.
I'm sorry. Victor sang for us. He amused
he
me.
Did.
He made me very
I'll
happy.
I'll sing for you.
None of these other men have made me happy. Let's go to Mickey.
Oh, no, in Kansas.
Oh, no.
Hello, Mickey. How are you?
I'm here to save the day for you.
Oh, I love that optimism. What's the title of your poem? Rob's already given you the thumbs down, incidentally.
All right. Being that you had a porno star on today, I'd like to do a little freaky rap for you.
All right, what is the title of the poem?
The Freak Mick.
The Freak what?
Mick, M-I-C-K, the Freak Mick.
Freak Mick.
Take a deep breath, go loud and clear.
My name is Mickey Lynn. I want to be your freaky friend. Open up, girl, and let me in, and let the Freak Mick show begin. You see, my idiom is fantastic, and I'd really love to get nasty. Those other guys are just plastic, and to lose the Mick would be drastic. You see, I'm just a real lover, and I'm new in town. I'm looking for a lover that can lay me down. That aggressive and possessive stuff is not my style. So come on, baby, Mick at the Freak Mick now.
That's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Did you just write that?
I just wrote it.
That's the winner, in my opinion.
Wrote it earlier today.
Buzz is very enthusiastic. I'm going to go to Rob Spiewak. Rob, what do you think?
Even though the game is not called You're the Rap Star,
it's poetry.
That's a poem.
I like it.
I said it. Okay,
I liked
you.
It.
I loved it.
You know, on sheer volume, I have to say it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much.
You are a finalist. I'm going to take one more, though, because I don't want to give you the money just yet. I want to see what's going on here. We've got one more new guy. Let's go to TJ. TJ, this is it. You're the poet. I want to hear what you have to say. What's the title of your poem?
It's called Demise. It's rather dark, but here it goes.
Wait, hold on. Demise, is it related to the show in any way, shape, or form?
In no way.
How long ago did you write it?
Maybe 5 minutes.
5 minutes, Demise.
5 minutes,
Oh, God. Okay, here we go. This is TJ with Demise.
That's right. Here you go, Snark.
Running away from the pain. I fear I will soon faint. The butcher follows knife in hand. The walls he shall soon paint.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We have to make a choice. Buzz, let's get our finalists. I know we only had three or four, right?
In my opinion, yeah. As near as I can tell, we had Kevin from Fairfax with his poem, Finish Me.
Yeah.
Victor from Kansas with his poem, My Way, out of the steamer trunk.
Right.
We had Noah from Iowa with his poem, I'm the Only Lover. He's a finalist as well.
Okay.
And the only other finalist I have is Mickey from Kansas, the Freak Mick.
That's what I have, too. All right. We're going to go around the room right here. Rob, who do you like?
Not Victor.
Stop it. He might be dead soon.
Hold a mirror under his nose. Make sure he's still in the competition.
Victor, how you doing? Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hey, hold on a second. Thanks a lot. Yes, go ahead. Who do you like?
I will shock America by voting Freak Mick.
Freak Mick is Rob's choice.
Buzz Burbank. I second that emotion.
That means you outvote me. I was going to go with Noah from Cedar Rapids, but ladies and gentlemen, we have the big winner. It's Freak Mick. Mickey from Kansas, you are the big winner, $100.
Hey, that's how you
That'll work.
All right.
Great, thank
Congratulations, fantastic job. I think the next time we do this, if there ever is a next time, hopefully we will get some better poets out there. You're the poet, gentlemen. I like that. Thank you so much.
You're the poet, America.
Join us next week when we play You're the Carpenter.
Noah, Kevin, and Victor, you will all get either Mike O'Mara Show t-shirts or tickets to the screening of The X-Files. Thank you all very much. We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, We'll be talking to Milka Duno.
Milka.
Hot Indy car driver. You remember her. She had a fight over the weekend with Danica Patrick. More fun and more thrills. And thanks to everybody that called with those poems.
Nicely done.
They weren't all home runs, but what the hell? Mine aren't either.
They came from the heart, Mike.
That's what counts, Buzz. We'll be back with more fun and more thrills right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.